part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 77, part one.
77, part one, John. We have a very special guest with us. It's his second time here. His first time was episode 44. Is that correct, Zach?
I cannot deny that, but I don't know if that's the actual
he
number.
He cannot confirm that either.
Sure,
nor
was
deny.
That it, John, 44?
I think so.
Zach joined us on 44. He was the he is the former lead singer of Catheter.
That's right.
A band that John was also in, and a rockumentary was made.
Why don't you ask him why I quit?
Google video.
No.
And type in Catheter, and you'll see the 1 hour and 4 minute rockumentary of the century.
That's the only reason why you want former Catheter members. So you can
I can keep
advertise
saying that.
Your shit.
Oh, my shit.
Yeah.
Now, Zach, the last time we talked to you, you were working on a synthetic foreskin so that you can practice docking with your friends.
Who docks?
You know that...
how's that going?
Production has been halted. I tried a few things like balloons, uninflated balloons.
He tried them, John.
Yes.
Which is beep? Do you got a phone going
on
there?
Shit.
What are you doing?
I wonder who he tried them with.
Hang on. I got to take this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You got to take it on air. You got to shove it up against the mic.
No, the docking thing hasn't gone too well.
No,
it hasn't gone
sorry.
Too well.
No.
What happened?
A couple of prototypes didn't make it out.
No.
Well, I told you it was a small market to begin with.
Didn't make it out, literally.
Docking fans.
Yes.
Fans of docking. And if you don't know what we're talking about, either download episode 44 or I'll tell you right now. This is when one man with a lot of foreskin has another man...
insert his erect penis
into the foreskin. And then they... what do they do?
I think they... The one guy strokes.
Yeah. Well, one guy strokes.
They stroke as one.
Oh, that's hot.
Two become one. And that is docking.
Play a
that's
something music.
You know, and that's about this webcast. It's educational, John.
What do you do? You say, hey, man, you want to come over to my place and dock? Let's do it. All right.
I got some extra foreskin.
I'm circumcised.
Circumcised.
Yeah, but I heard this new product called the Zach.
The Zach.
The Zach.
The Zacherator.
The Zach. It's part sack and sock. And you put it on your erect penis. It's like a big wristband made out of flesh.
That's so wrong.
It's made out of foreskin.
So now the big...
Do you know how they circumcise a whale?
I do. I do know this.
Come on! You can't ruin a joke, but it's all timing.
It is all timing.
You're blowing it.
It takes four...
No, with skin four skin divers.
Divers. Yeah, me and God have a thing with timing. It's about timing. Oh, Zach, you haven't been here in a while. You said you don't listen. Because you can't. We've had God in. We've had Satan in.
Oh, yeah.
We built a time machine. We can go back in time now.
What about Buddha?
Buddha, no. God, he talks about Buddha. Those are false gods.
Okay.
Right.
Because we have the number one God, the only God.
Button. John, are you okay back there?
I'm okay.
Now, also, since then, the midterm elections, did you vote? Did you participate?
No, I actually didn't.
He did not vote.
Did
but that's,
not.
You know, that's one way of participating. I'm so disgusted, I'm not going to vote. Was that, you know, what you were...
Not really.
Is it the conviction?
Yeah.
Is it because you're a sex offender? Or?
Keep it down. Keep it down.
Quiet, please.
No, I just didn't participate.
And you know the other crap that people say is, oh, if you don't vote, you can't complain. That's a bunch of crap. Because if I pay taxes, I can complain.
How about you guys? Did you vote?
Of course we voted.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I suddenly feel communist.
Of course we voted.
the most basic American right is to select your own representatives. I mean, who wouldn't vote, John?
Yeah, but some lazy
communist loser. Lazy and loser.
He's busy. He doesn't have time. Nice. He doesn't have time to listen to our podcast. He can't listen to, he can't vote.
He's got a new baby. He's decorating.
You guys are jumping to conclusions. I see how you are.
Well, you know, we had Marty on the show, and he...
Yeah, and you wonder why I don't come back 30 fucking episodes later.
Marty. Marty and Phil.
And Phil, right.
We're in the same episode.
Nice. Same episode. And we gave Marty every opportunity to tell us why he voted for the W.
And all he did was change the subject.
Yeah, like six times. And then he attacks us later.
In email. In email, yeah.
You know, typical MO of Marty.
Hey, he's passive aggressive. Until he's behind the keyboard.
Right. Attack.
I don't know if we've ever discussed this with Zach, but where do you stand on the whole God thing? Where are you?
I was always forced to go to church when I was a youth.
Oh, me too.
And I was an altar boy and all that good stuff. And, I just haven't gone back since. So I don't know if I'm a non-believer, an atheist. I don't know. I don't know where I'm at right now.
You still haven't made up your mind, your personal beliefs?
Not really.
Well, what I did is I became a, what do you call it, John? A deist?
Yeah.
I believed in a supreme being, but I didn't believe in the supreme being that was...
Oh, God.
Structured by the Catholic or Christian church.
Fuck you!
Got it.
But since then, and since the show, I think, I've become an atheist.
Nice.
It's the show's fault.
No, it's the show. It's the exchange of ideas. Right, the educational opportunity that you have listening to TTN.
Right on.
Right, right.
Right on.
Right
on, brother.
That. Yeah, you got me there.
No, I don't know. I'm just a little uneasy with it because I still get the pressure from the grandma. When are you going to have Jackson baptized? And when are you going to do this? And... I don't know.
Which grandma? Your grandma?
Yes, my mother's side.
You
grandma.
Get pressure from the other grandma?
Not really.
No?
But I really don't talk to that grandma.
Who would?
Wait, why? Tell us why.
Bonk. I'll take that out in post.
What? What do you mean?
Why don't I talk to her?
What did you say?
What? What? What happened?
No, nothing.
Who would? you're not talking about his wife, are you? Is that who you're talking about, Scott?
No.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Nice. Nice one.
I'm not talking about his wife. I'm talking about his wife's grandma.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who would?
Zach knows what I'm talking
about. No, he's talking about the grandma on his father's side.
Correct.
From Kentucky.
No, she's not from Kentucky.
No?
Nope.
Is she from the Addams Family?
No, she's not. Interesting selection.
All right, so where were we? You don't talk to your grandma.
John was having a grabber back there.
Oh, my uncle had a grabber.
Tell us why you don't talk to your grandma.
She was recently, actually not recently, probably, that's probably been good 5-6 years. I don't know. She was just always... mean. She's got a little racism in her.
Oh.
So,
a couple of your family members do, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've got some Louisvillians in the family.
Yeah.
Who introduced them to my black wife as, hi, I'm Aunt Black.
Oh, right.
I mean,
That's right.
I'm Aunt Peggy. There's a quality Freudian slip. It was the best Freudian slip ever.
What about the other side of the family? Do you experience any prejudice or racism from that side of the family?
Negative.
Negative? None.
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
No.
I disagree.
Ooh. Yeah, because I...
Oh. Oh, not from the nuclear family. But...
Oh, right. Well, yeah, right.
But extended.
Immediate.
Yeah,
extended
family,
talk.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Probably not even related, but through marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Watch out for Whitey.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
No doubt, John. You're marrying a cracker?
Oh, who's that honky?
They didn't say that.
You're bringing back another honky, and he's bald, and he plays in a band? What's with you and the white bald honkies who play in a band?
Yeah, those honkies.
You gotta watch us.
Watch you honkies. Oh, that's funny.
Good times. Good times.
Good times.
All right, now you guys had a date Well, not that both of you had like a double date. That was on Friday night?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to dinner?
We went to Fridays.
Oh, Fridays. I got to tell
you,
man.
In Hoffman Estates.
Yeah, they got a really good-ass pork.
Pork?
Yeah, they had this Jack
Daniel's pork. You're a big fan of pork.
Bone-in pork.
Yeah. It's a big, like,
John also likes docking.
It looked like somebody docked the pork because there's a big bone in the middle of it, and the pork, it's like a big pork foreskin all around the bone.
Hmm.
And it's pretty tasty.
You're a very creative fellow.
But the Jack Daniel's pork, I've had the Jack Daniel's chicken. The chicken, and they, oh, I love that stuff.
It's a similar sauce.
Similar.
Similar thumb? It's a similar
thumb. So then from there, you leave there, and you go to Streets of Woodfield? Where do you go?
No, we went to Barrington AMC.
Yeah.
Barrington, the big Barrington 30.
Yes.
And you see Casino Royale.
Casino Roy is what we saw.
Casino Roy?
The ticket stub said Casino Roy, so we thought we were going to see a homosexual flick. Casino Roy, Theater 7.
Casino Roy featuring...
So how was it? I didn't see it yet. I am so jazzed about seeing it, but I haven't seen it yet.
It was damn good.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about the plot. I don't want to hear about any of that crap. What I want to hear about is Bond.
What? I want you to talk about the plot.
Rate Bond among the Sean Connery.
Oh, that's tough.
Pierce Brosnan.
Well, first of all, he doesn't have it nearly as hairy a chest as... Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
But I think he ranked. He might even be second place.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
You didn't think that?
I'd say a third behind Connery and Brosnan.
Brosnan.
Yeah.
See, you're younger.
Yeah, because that's my generation.
Brosnan was always a big pussy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, he's Irish.
Like a pretend.
Yeah. All right.
Like, there was one scene in one movie where he ran to get inside a building. And he slid past the door, and then he had to come back and go in the door. And to me, that's like...
gay.
Yeah, it's gay.
Stooges.
It's sissy. It's like Stooges. Sean Connery, it wouldn't happen to Sean Connery.
No.
No.
All right.
Or this new guy. I haven't even seen him, Daniel Craig.
Oh, Pussy Galore. I love saying your name, Pussy Galore.
Some things don't rack well with bullets.
That's right. And because I'm Sean Connery, I think it's nice that you can slap a woman around once in a while.
So John rates this Bond number 2 behind Sean. You rate him number 3 behind Pierce. Sean and Pierce.
Yes. Connery being first.
Well, you know, the movie is, you got to know something about Casino Royale. Do you know anything about it, Scott?
Well, I know that... they've already made that movie.
No,
they made
didn't.
One with David Niven.
Yeah, that was a spoof.
And they also, that's it. It's the first novel, right?
Yeah.
So it's a young James Bond before he has his 00 designation.
Right. It's the prequel.
The prequel.
Yeah, the prequel to all
right.
the Bonds.
It's kind of like Star Wars.
Right. And the cool thing is you get to see, first a couple of things. I noticed right off the bat, right from the bat, was they don't play the... They don't play that.
Okay.
They do, but I'm not going to tell you when.
Oh.
That would ruin it.
Yeah. And he's kind of a bumbling idiot.
No. Bond?
Yeah, he kind of fucks up a little bit, and then you find out how he gets that really cold edge to him.
He's a little green.
Yeah, little green.
This is a green Bond.
This is before his License to Kill.
Right.
No, but he does some badass killing in this. He is one bad motherfucker in this movie. I mean, he's got some pretty good fight moves. I mean, and he's packing some guns, man.
He doesn't have shit on me or John.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Or even you, Scott. But
he's
svelte.
He's stacked. He's got the, what do you always say, Scott, about yourself? He's cut to shreds.
Cut to shorties. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean? What
do you mean?
Mean
saying about myself? I don't say that.
Cut
other
to
people
shreds.
Say that. They stop me on the street.
Oh, dude, you're cut to shreds. You look like James Blonde.
Right.
The only thing I didn't, the one thing I didn't like was the little hairs sticking up on the back of his head. and side view, it made him look like Alfalfa. He had a really short haircut instead of it slicked back, and he doesn't really get into a tux till later on in the movie. And the movie, he's what do you want to say?
Spit it out, man.
He's not really suave. He's kind of goofy. But he's a real badass. He does have a couple of good lines, but he reminded me so much of Steve McQueen through the whole thing because of his look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got that look. All right, now forget about Bond. Tell me about the Bond women.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't rank?
No.
Top 10?
Kind of the girl next door.
Yeah.
Nothing special?
Not that hot, no.
No. There is like a meta. I did notice some freckles on the breasts.
You love that.
That's all I'll say about that.
You got a thing for freckles on the breasts, huh?
I do. I don't know what the hell it is.
Or a mole.
Yep.
You like the freckly tits. Huh?
I do.
That's nice.
Nice. And please refer to them as tatas.
Please?
Sorry, I've been listening to my son all day say please.
Please.
Yeah, he says
please. Refer them as tatas.
What are please?
Please. It's please, but my son's version of please.
Oh, I thought you were
please.
Imitating Buddha.
No. Oh, so you're asking us, please refer to them as tatas.
Yes. Yeah,
well, I like to say boobs. John likes to say tits. And you like to say tatas.
Tits
tatas,
or breasts. Yeah. Boobs are weird. I don't know.
Let's go around the room here, gentlemen. What's our female preference? Legs, tits, ass, nostrils?
It changes.
You and I are in the same wavelength, John.
Oh, yeah.
Because I used to be an ass man, but now I think I'm a boob man.
Yeah.
I'm a boob man.
I catch myself staring and looking at breasts more often than not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll accept those answers.
You know, just the shape. They're all different shapes. Some sag, some perk up, some are nice and round, some are really far apart.
And then you get into the nipples, and that's a whole nother ball game.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless you actually see them, but I'm talking about clothed breasts.
Yeah, clothed.
Yes.
We don't get to see many
right.
naked ones anymore.
No.
Well, speak for
yourself.
Except
on the Hun.com. Really?
Yeah, dude. I freaking show up and women's blouses just fly up. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. We got to interview
someone.
We got
to hang around with Zach more often.
All right. Anything else on Casino Royale? Any closing thoughts?
There was John, should we tell him about the scene? The scene? Or no?
The scene.
You know what I'm talking about. With the chair.
Oh, yeah. There's a great scene, Scott.
Should we?
No, don't tell me.
Well, there's a great torture scene that you've never seen in a single Bond movie, or I don't think in any movie.
You know, I don't think so.
Mel, like, hanging up there and... they're zapping them with the car.
So they're torturing Bond?
Yeah, there's a real nice torture part scene that's funnier than shit.
It's hilarious, but
it hurts a man so bad.
Yes. That's all we're going to say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I talked to your wife, John.
You did?
And I said...
when was that?
Yesterday.
And I asked her... Before breakfast?
You were napping. napping.
Oh.
And I said, hey, so how was the movie? And she said, it was great... About 20 minutes too long, but it was great.
20 minutes too long?
You guys didn't have the same... She thought there
no,
20 minutes
right.
could have been cut out.
It was long. There was a lot of the... where he's hooking up with a chick or something.
A lot of the long looks. There was some cheesy elaboration on some love interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have gone without that.
But now you guys are looking forward to the next one, right? With this Daniel Craig?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a badass. I mean, there's some great, there's a really long chase scene in the beginning. It's completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's so insane. It's like, it's all running and jumping and acrobatics and
on a construction site.
Yeah.
What do they call those guys, Scott? Maybe you know, that run through a, like... city environment, and they jump on the buildings in funky ways and jump off the top of other buildings.
I've seen Google video, and I've seen YouTube video
There's
of those
like
guys.
There's like 8 or 9 people go out, and they're wearing all these knee pads and urban wear, and they go out and...
They just jump from building to building?
Yeah. Well, they do. They use like, you know, bike racks and tall curbs and, yeah, and other things as like jumping pieces and things to hurdle off of, and... They're crazy. They're like spiders.
Yeah, there's some great jumps. Like, you know where you see the one guy, he jumps and he catches the, whatever you call that, the truss just right, the metal truss.
Yes.
And he catches it with his hands just right and flips and does the thing. And then Bond will do it. He racks his ribs right on the metal. he's like fucking invincible, man. It's really great.
It's almost like a movie.
Yeah, just like a movie. It's completely unbelievable, but it's great entertainment, man.
Why?
Because you're going, oh.
I saw two John movies. Did that.
Oh.
You did?
Them, yeah.
Oh.
This is DVD. The weekend to watch a movie.
DVD. Yeah.
Or 2 or 3 or 4.
Nacho Libre. Have anybody seen that?
Nacho Libre. I have not.
It was Thanksgiving, right?
I'm so glad I didn't spend money on that in a theater.
Oh, no.
Oh, that movie's fantastic. What are you talking about?
I can't say one way or the other about it. I have really no opinion about it. It didn't affect me at all. I laughed once. Did you see it, John?
Yeah.
The only time I laughed is when he was he brought the chick downtown and he was going to have
ass
the friends.
Kicked. Right. Yeah.
But before that happened, he went over to the wall and he clenched his ass. That's the only time I laughed out loud.
That was pretty funny. My kids are like, "Oh, sick."
But other than that, my daughter liked it. My daughter's 9. She loved it. She was laughing the whole time. But I was just like, "Wow. This is really
your family's getting old, man."
It's really painful in some parts. You liked it, though, John.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. I mean, it wasn't great.
The other one I saw was The Family Stone.
I got a mask with the DVD, too.
The Family Stone.
What's that?
This is a Christmas movie, I guess. It's about a family getting together for Christmas. Sarah Jessica's in it, and this guy I can't stand, and I can't remember his name either. And then... I give it a recommendation. It's a good movie. Yeah.
It's
wacky stuff that happens to Christmas.
That sounds like a 7 out of 10. Or even a 6.
How many Spiny Normans would you give it?
That was it. So it wasn't a big movie viewing week for me at all.
Me either. A lot of work.
I gotta see Casino Royale. Gotta see it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, you were sick. I called you, you said, I got a cold, man. You sound like this. Yeah, I got a cold. I'm all stuffed up. And he seemed to have gotten over that a little bit.
But the cough, you know, see, what happens is you start doing the nasal spray because you can't sleep. Mm. And I would say I was getting up every hour. And I'd have to get up because that stuff drains down and it gets caught in your throat. And you cough up like these brown chunks of goo. Then you got to spit them out and then go back to bed.
Hmm.
So, what the fuck was that?
Don't worry about it.
Yo.
Sorry.
Yo. Yeah, so that kind of...
Are you drinking the Glenlivet tonight? Because that cuts right through the phlegm.
Yeah,
man.
I noticed it. I just...
That's nice.
You should have your wife rub some Vicks Vapo rub on your
was,
chest.
I rubbed that on my Schwantz once to use it as to help masturbation.
And you've still been limp.
Oh, my God. That was brutal.
Is that the Bond torture scene you're talking about?
Yeah.
That is one big pile.
They rub Vicks Vapor Rub on his shaft?
Yeah, on his shaft. No, when you see it, man, you're going to... It's brutal. I knew exactly what was going to happen when they started to set it up, when Zach said the chair. Mm. Yeah. You know exactly.
The chair.
Yeah. Well, you'll see. It's, oh my God. And then the lines that Bond says, because he's a fucking superhero.
He's a hard on.
He totally is,
man. He's a hard on.
Hey, did they get the information they needed out of him?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, he's a real man then, because I would have just said whatever they wanted to.
Whatever you
you want?
What do you want
man?
Me to say? I'll say it.
You don't even know the torture. You're just like, yeah. I'll just tell you. Oh, you bring a chair over? Okay.
What do you
want
to know?
What do you want to know, man? Hey, here it is. I'll draw it for you. Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's good. It's good. You want to read comments or what?
We can read comments. Zach, he needs a backing track, John.
All right.
Okay.
Oh my. This is very festive. I like
it. All right, Zach.
No, I want to listen for a second. Ah, very nice. Very appropriate. Appropriate. During this time receives
you. Please carry on.
You know what? Something just came out of Scott's mouth when he coughed. I think that was an ice cube.
I was choked on an ice cube, man.
I don't know what that was.
It's like Are I gave okay? myself a Heimlich.
He hit his chest, and some cube, something fell out of his... I just saw
that
it fly.
That was a close one.
All right. This is from Podcast Ellie.
All right.
Can I talk tonight?
Give it a shot.
Who's Podcast Ellie is what I want to
Ellie.
Know.
It's a
Podcast
website.
Podcast Ellie.
It's some cheesy website that...
but I said Ellie, as in
starts
Elise.
Starts to censor stuff, and now they've mucked it all up. You can't even post forums crap anymore. And they're making money off of our content.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So suck, Podcast Alley.
Yeah.
Imagine you redlined there, eh, John?
That's okay.
Okay. This is from the Brooklyn Broiler. Are you serious? Did I really just listen to John explain the Rudolph the Cunt-Nosed Reindeer story? Am I listening to TTN with the Kitty Fiddlers? Fuck! By the way, I listened to part one, even though I usually have no idea what you two cock nuggets are talking about.
He started when he said cock, John.
Cock nuggets. All right, we're going to go over to MySpace.
Hold on. Brooklyn Broiler.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He has a podcast, I believe.
Does he?
Yeah, and I'll try to track that down, and we'll bring a clip in next week.
All right.
And give the Brooklyn Broiler a shout out.
Some mad props.
All right, what do you got?
Let's go over to MySpace. This is from Arrow Wolf. Hope you two smacktards ate lots of turkey and feel asleep watching the football games.
Feel asleep?
Hey. Hey, I only read it. I don't interpret it. All right? I'm presenting the facts.
I feel real asleep.
What, he said feel asleep?
Turkey and feel asleep. You want me to read and interpret? I can do fell asleep. No, he feel asleep. Oh, let me start again. Hope you two smacktards ate lots of turkey and feel asleep watching the football games. I know that's my plan. Scott, Latin isn't your strong point. Here you go, Einstein. Scott does non mens virga Christa sursum sus ass. Sounds... I think I put a German spin on that.
Sus ass. Yeah.
When you read Latin, you must read it like this.
Yes. Oh.
Yes.
I'm very sorry, I do not read
this
Latin.
This is how you read Latin.
That was my first time
reading Latin. You read Latin like Bela Lugosi.
Yes, I like the Bela Lugosi.
Oh, very nice. This one is from Christian.
That's more Italian. Hey, guys, I've been listening since show 50, and I've come to the conclusion that you rock! I listen to the show when I'm in bed, about to sleep. I usually end up strangled in my sleep, but that's easily worth it. I'm probably going to put some guitars on your masterpiece soon,
nice.
If I can find the time and get my sketchy sound card to work in a good way. By the way, next time God is in, ask him why the fuck he gave humans a second chance, Noah and stuff, parentheses.
Second, third, fourth, fifth.
Yeah, since right. he's almighty, he should have known that we should tear the world apart. Thanks for an awesome show.
Who's that
Chris,
from?
Chris from Sweden.
That's an excellent observation, John. It's one that always bugged me about Christianity. If God is all-knowing, why does he keep getting upset when the human race that he created doesn't do his bidding?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
Excellent point.
Excellent point, Chris.
All right.
Christian.
This is from the very British Spenny. Well,
Spenny,
hello there.
Our forum admin. I'm sorry, Zach.
Oh.
Spenny is our forum admin.
That's right.
If you need any forum questions, direct them to Spenny.
Queen of the forum.
TTNforum@googlemail.com. Is that correct, John?
I believe so, yes.
Very good.
TTN forums, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, she says, well, hello there, my lovelies. Just a quick hello. To be honest, I'm stalling till I have to be in my lectures.
It's ttnforums@googlemail.com.
Thank you, John. Sorry for the interruption.
Go ahead. Sorry.
That's all right.
Zach.
All right, so just a quick hello. To be honest, I'm stalling just till I have to be in my lectures. Anyway, I give you crazy septics a Skype message, but I don't yet have a working headset. Goddamn things just keep failing me. So here's a little something just for you. Roses are red, violets are blue. I love TTN and John and Scott too. Catch y'all on the forums. Double X.
Oh, that's out of sight.
That's totally out of sight.
What's the difference between X's and O's? Which one is it? Hugs and kisses?
Kisses X's are X's. Are,
yeah.
Hugs are O's.
You get a double kiss then.
Double kiss.
No O's.
Does it say where?
No.
No.
Maybe on your forums.
Here's to spend.
Catch y'all on your forums. Smooch, smooch.
We'll give her a 3-tet salute.
Now, who is the person who was listening since episode 50?
That would be Christian.
Christian?
Yeah. From Sweden.
You need to go back and download episode 44, because that's what Zach's first appearance was on episode 44.
Okay.
There you go.
Tet-anus.
And that's it, gentlemen. That's all I have.
All right. Well, speaking of that, since she said she was talking about Skype, we got a call from Jason. Of Jason and Kelly of the Nobodies.
The Nobodies.
Show, yeah. Lizard King. So
the Lizard King.
He sent us a call. But actually, first, he bitched at me to say, hey, man, what the fuck? I try to call, but your answering voicemail doesn't pick up. Well, I noticed there's a checkbox.
It does ring like 40 times.
There's a checkbox you're supposed to check that says, if you're not going to pick up the call within so many seconds, do you want it to be picked up by the voicemail? And I didn't have it checked.
That's an excellent point, Jason.
So,
something I noticed. I noticed this like 30 episodes ago.
Why did you say it? I forgot
until now. I was going to point out, you know the reason nobody leaves us a message is because they have to
wait 40 rings.
Times, 40 rings before it picks up the...
I should have asked Eric tomorrow from the Mediocre Show
the
how
great
to do it.
Mediocre Show.
That's right. He and I chatted a little bit on Skype today, just through the chat. I didn't have my headphones set up or nothing. But anyway, so Jason left us a voicemail, and here it is.
John and Scott, two men who, despite being fag-enabling fools, have risen to internet stardom. And to hear these men and these icons crying like lonely schoolgirls on prom night because we, the listeners, aren't calling in, it breaks my heart. What other show, what other internet show, any show, what have they done to match these men? What other show has traveled through time, interviewed the president, and regularly speaks with God and Satan? None. We need to give these internet heroes the respect they deserve and call them. We love you, John and Scott. This is Jason, member of the TTN Alliance in good standing. Out.
Well, wow. That brings a tear
That's
to my eye,
man. It was Jason from the Nobodies, Jason and Kelly.
Lizard King, man.
Yeah,
that's
Lizard
hot.
King.
That's totally hot.
I'm in the presence of legends.
That's right, man.
Wow.
So, you know, now...
I can't go on, John.
I know, you're a little misty.
I'm a little misty right up. Now.
He's also erect, I
Oh, you can tell.
Yeah, get your Zock out. Hurry up, get the Zock nice. Out.
Ready for some docking?
Yeah, do some docking there.
Ooh. You want to try a three-way?
That'd be fucked up.
Anus.
That'll be my new product. You always have to keep reinventing your product. There we go, the three-way docker.
The three-way dock.
Zock.
Nice.
The Zock.
The triple Zock coming
triple
in
Zock.
Christmas of 2006.
Anyway, so our number is 847-TTN-GIZD, 847-TTN-GIZD, or 847-886-4493. Give us a call. Call right now.
You check that checkbox, right?
Yeah, it's checked now. Okay. 10 seconds and it'll pick up.
Nice.
So...
Yeah, so, right. So it's working now. And then we got some entries from our the BBC song.
Right, but, you know, we never really formalized it as a contest.
Right.
So is this the official contest?
Well, we could just say it's a test.
It's like a practice run.
It's a contest. And we con people doing it
no,
to test
it. No, it's a practice run in who we deem, you and I, John, who we deem the most worthy, we'll hook them up with something. We don't know what that is yet, but we'll hook them up with something, John.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play. There's two of them. Way of the Bob sent one in, and then Stephen C. sent one in.
All right.
And Way of the Bob sent an email. Hey, John and Scott, I've just got back from 2 weeks holiday, non-septic vacation in Scotland, the home of Glenlivet, which we passed on our travels, but the missus wasn't chuffed as me about it. And I'm working through 75 and 76 at the moment. I've quickly knocked something up for the BBC song, which I've attached warts and all, so you know I care. The recording's very dodgy, but I'm trying to convince Mrs. Bob that she should buy me an iMac so I can record things better, but so far she's not buying it.
Christmas is right around the corner, though.
Right.
Now, did he say he knocked something up?
Yeah, he knocked something up.
He impregnated something for this contest.
Take care and keep casting, and I'll make a better version as soon as I can play guitar better. So, from Bob.
Well, now, the other thing about this is the initial recording we did, the vocals were kind of low.
Yeah.
So, if you want to put your own vocals on as well, we will be accepting those as well.
Oh, yeah.
But for these two clips, would you like Zach and I to pump up the vocals a little bit?
Oh, sure.
All right, Zach, you're going to help me out on the chorus?
I will. I make no promises.
He makes no promises.
I'll probably jump right in when I feel...
When you feel it, man.
Titillated.
Right.
All right.
All right, ready?
Here yeah, we go. But I've had to pee this whole fucking time, dude.
Way of the Bob, right
I
here.
Taste it.
All right. Right. You ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Bring it.
Mrs. Will ya make me tea? Make love to me. Put on the telly. To the BBC. To the BBC. Hey, hey, hey. BBC One. BBC Two. BBC Three. BBC Four. BBC Five. BBC Six. BBC Seven. BBC Heaven.
I fell apart on that.
Mrs. Will ya? Make me tea. Make love to me. Put on the telly. To the BBC. To the BBC. BBC One. BBC Two. BBC Three. BBC Four. BBC Five. BBC Six. BBC Seven. BBC Heaven.
Nice, man.
I love it.
All right. Way of the Bob.
Yeah. You guys were great, man. You harmonized and everything.
Well, that's Zach harmonizing. I have no concept of what that means.
You know, really, neither do I.
Well, there you go. We're naturals.
Jesus. Ooh, John, man, are you all right back there?
You know, when you have
a cold. Was that brown and green?
When you have a cold, you never go hungry.
All right. Now, who else sent us in Way of the Bob?
Stephen.
All right, let's save Stephens for later.
Okay. Well, let's take it to part two because we're at 40 right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. One more email. Got an email from Eric, the listener.
Oh, okay, okay.
Eric, the listener, wanted to chime in to let you guys know that I was a little iffy about the Back to the Future jig. Jig? What
gig.
Is it?
G-I-G?
It's
wow.
No,
wow.
He says J-I-G.
Oh, okay.
Jig.
He only reads it, too.
About the Back to the Future jig.
I almost feel asleep.
But after listening to the last Webcats, it's the most greatest thing ever! I left my ass off. Oh, that's a stoner voice. Hold on. I laugh my ass off, man. You guys are getting better and better each show. Later, taters.
Check it out.
Alabama, goddamn. Eric, the listener, checking in again. He sent us an email consistently every week, John.
That's out of sight, man.
Out of sight. Let's take it to part two.
All right. Thanks again to Eric, the listener. And we'll be back. Just stick around.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.